Welcome to B Movie Bliss. Ladies and gents, welcome back to the interdimensional cinematic roller coaster that is B Movie Bliss. I'm Brian, your guide through the bizarre and downright bizarrer world of movies, so bad they're practically art. And today, folks, we're diving into a gem that makes you question not just your taste in movies, but reality itself. Demons. Now, I know what you're thinking. Demons? Like demonic possession and all that jazz? Oh, my dear listeners, it's so much more. Picture this. A creepy movie theater, a mysterious mask, and a cursed film that makes The Exorcist look like a Disney flick. Huh. Can you feel the chills down your spine yet? Let's talk about the characters, or as I like to call them, the how did you survive this long squad. I mean, if I were being chased by demonic creatures, the last place I'd seek refuge is an old movie theater. But hey, who am I to judge? Maybe they're just a big fan of questionable cinema. And don't get me started on the logic of this movie. One minute you're watching a film about demons, and the next, the demons are watching you. It's like the movie's playing a game of horror hide and seek. Guess what? You're it, whether you like it or not. Now, let's tackle the special effects. I haven't seen makeup this over the top since my cousin's failed attempt at a werewolf costume for Halloween. The demons look like rejected guests from a Halloween party. Not exactly terrifying, but oh, so entertaining. But, dear listeners, beneath the layers of cheesy effects lies the profound question. Are the demons in the movie real? Or are they just a reflection of the character's deepest fears? It's like Sartre meets schlock cinema. A philosophical roller coaster that leaves you questioning the nature of reality and the sanity of the filmmakers. Now, let's dive into the B Movie Bliss rating. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being so bad it's cringe and 10 being so bad it's a masterpiece, I give Demons an electrifying 8. Because let's face it, it's a mind-bending experience that leaves you questioning your life choices in the best way possible. Well, folks, that wraps up another brain-twisting episode of B-Movie Bliss. If you find yourself pondering the meaning of demons and the absurdity of life, you're not alone. Sometimes it takes a bad movie to make you appreciate the good ones. Until next time, keep questioning, keep laughing, and most importantly, keep embracing the blissful chaos of B-movies.